In honor of LogicSource's 15-year anniversary, Marnie Hughes sat down with founder and CEO Heather Cartwright to discuss the basics and the challenges of 15 years in business. Have a listen and enjoy.
Today we're talking to Heather Cartwright, CEO of LogicSource Consulting, to discuss business consulting and building a strong business model. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Marnie. How are you today?
I'm well. And you?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Excellent. I just wanted to speak to you about the different business products that you're currently offering. How did you decide on the four business products that you currently have on your website at the moment?
You know, when we came out of the gate originally, you know, part of the consulting background that you look at is people, process, and technology, and the convergence of those three areas to provide a value proposition for clients, because we focus on transformational opportunities with clients. So it's really an end-to-end cycle. So the first part of the cycle starts with developing a strategy. And then, you know, that moves into a portfolio of projects that a client needs to take on in order to move to a new and better place. That ends up resulting in training and development opportunities for the people, because they need to have different skills as the business transforms. And finally, the recruitment and staffing, you may actually need to bring in different people with different skills to support that change in the business model. So it's really an end-to-end methodology.
There's a very logical flow when you describe it like that, and I think your website illustrates that. So speaking of your website, which is very impressive, by the way, can you tell us a bit about your marketing strategy?
Sure. We are focused on really trying to work with clients in the $250 million and above range around the PMO and project management services offering. This is really where we work with director and VP level in an organization, and they typically, you know, have a well-developed business strategy in a more mature marketplace, and really have a portfolio of initiatives that they need to undertake, and we can help them be more successful with that. So from the $50 to $250 million range, our focus is more around helping either define the strategy or confirm and align the strategy with the business objectives, and help develop those priorities and objectives to help meet the business strategy, and then potentially help implement those from a program project management perspective and also from a change management perspective. Business requirements analysis is usually a key component of this as you look to implement some of these new areas of the business, for example, implementing an ERP solution or you know, various kinds of technology for sure. And then our final strategy is our new managed services offering, which is really for a smaller size of business, perhaps, you know, 10 to 15 million, where we can help them by providing regular recurring services. And these services can be in the IT side, the HR, the recruitment staffing, some back office administration areas, and then, of course, helping them with ongoing strategy around the customer side, marketing and sales strategy, potentially helping them with social media strategy. So those are really the four areas, or the three target sectors or sizes of business that we're looking at, and how the strategies align to those target areas.
So on the project level, how would you decide which opportunities that you would pursue?
That's a great question, Marnie. Well, it depends. You know, have we got experience doing this before? Clients are very demanding, and that is a certainly key criteria. We need to have been there and done that.
Right.
And then, you know, a lot of what we do is very custom. So, you know, we might have done two or three different things and are able to put that together in a unique or hybrid solution for clients. And that's where I think that, you know, we've excelled in the past, is providing those customized strategies for clients and helping them through a unique situation.
So how do you go about relationship building, and how important is it to you and your business?
Well, I think there's a number of channels that we work with, and certainly in the professional services business, the best way to get new business is from referrals from satisfied customers. First of all, repeat customers. So we have relationships with the same people that we started in business with. Our very first client we still have on board, and he's been with us through four organizations. So that's a very exciting thing for us, that we have our original first and second customer, as a matter of fact, since 2001. So then referral-based, we are moving into more networking activities and certainly awareness on the Internet and trying to experimenting use some new tools and offering thought leadership to clients and people that are interested to help generate awareness and interest in our services.
So over that time, I'm sure that you've had your fair share of challenges. Could you describe maybe one of your greatest challenges?
Sure. I think that we've seen few economic downturns, and that becomes the repeatable challenge is trying to manage projects when there is an economic downturn. And, you know, that results in, you know, unstable revenue and difficulty to forecast and manage the business. And it's difficult to scale from that perspective. So that would be the greatest challenge. And to this end, we are looking to now move into more of a managed services area with clients. We used to spend a lot of effort with clients working with staffing side of it, and a lot of that business has the recruiting and staffing has changed significantly. So it currently is more projectized, but we, you know, have done and have been successful at some managed services business, and we're looking to offset some of the peaks and valleys in the project side with more of a managed services offering.
Excellent. So over the course of time, you say there's changes in the recruitment side of the business. How about from a technology perspective? Over the past 15 years, how would you describe how LogicSource has adapted to that?
Well, I think there's two sides to it. From a client side, you know, one of the primary focuses that we've had is really around business process automation and using technology to automate both business enterprise systems as well as collaboration with their clients and their suppliers through strategic sourcing systems, ERP systems, and, you know, B2B plays in the marketplace, so to speak. So we've done a lot of work in that area, and we've been very successful at that side of it. Certainly from an internal perspective, we have also internally used technology to automate as many of our back office systems that we can, and that's really helped us scale to minimize the amount of manual processes and so on it takes to run the organization itself.
So you are walking the walk, so to speak, in terms of streamlining your own technology and your own activities within your business in order to be able to support those efforts for clients?
Yes, absolutely. And one of our the keys to our success in our model has always been a consulting on demand model. So we don't carry an overhead of consulting staff. That's an on-demand. So you need to have access to people very quickly, and you need to automate your processes so that you are able to connect quickly with people and the right people and be able to organize those people so that, you know, you can access them quickly for clients.
So your company manages change for clients. Do you practice change management strategies within your own company?
Yes, we have to. We've had significant leadership changes in the last couple of years. When I started the business 15 years ago, during the first year, Mike Boyle joined us and led the recruitment and staffing, and he recently retired about a year ago, and Scott Savage joined us as a partner 2 years ago, and that has required significant change. We've brought on Scott's daughter, Emily, full-time. So that's our first full-time employee in January, and that requires significant scale of the organization. And then we have a core team of outsourced providers, but they're really our in-house team that is ongoing. Marty Hughes, our accountants on Main, Judy Avery and Sandra Blair, and a number of regular partners and vendors that we work with, and also a strong consulting team that are regulars. Tom Gibson has worked with us off and on through at least 10 of the 15 years, Robert Killen, similarly.
So far, so good. 15 years is a pretty significant milestone. Congratulations on that.
That's all for this month. Keep an eye out in August for part two, where Heather and Marnie discuss why Heather chose to start a new business, how that's required extreme adaptability, and what it means to be a female CEO. If you have questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead and put them in the comments on our blog, or go to www.logicsource.com and click the email address located in the top right. Thanks for listening.